This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Michigan Supreme Court has ruled that Donald Trump can remain on that state's 2024 presidential primary ballot. The court on Wednesday rejected an appeal to kick the former president off the ballot using the insurrection clause. Trump celebrated the move on Truth Social Wednesday. The group that filed the Michigan lawsuit also unsuccessfully tried to keep Trump off Minnesota's ballot and is trying to keep him off Oregon's ballot as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is working with the president of Mexico amid a surge of migrants flooding the U.S. border. Blinken said they made it clear the U.S. is committed to partnering with Mexico to address what he called unprecedented migration, as well as reopening key ports of entry. In the first 2 months of the fiscal year, 30 individuals attempting to enter the country illegally at the southern border have been apprehended and their names found on the FBI's terror screening database.
It comes across as uncontrolled management. It is not good. It's not good for us who live down here on the border.
Monica Weisberg-Stewart, representing the Texas Border Coalition, emphasizes this serves as a warning for the entire nation. The ban on the sale of certain Apple smartwatches has been temporarily suspended. On New Year's Eve, a surge of couples exchanging vows in Las Vegas could establish a record.
This is due to the significance of 12/31/23, recognized in the expansive Las Vegas wedding industry as a specialty date. That's because of its repeating 1-2-3-1-2-3 pattern. The benchmark to surpass on New Year's Eve is 4,492, which stands as the single-day record for marriages in Las Vegas, set on July 7, 2007. 7707. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is submitting a motion to prevent former President Trump from launching political attacks during the trial. Smith argues that Trump is attempting to introduce, quote, partisan political attacks and irrelevant and prejudicial issues into the federal elections case. The charges against the former president involve allegations of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is still fighting what analysts call a losing battle to ramp up his campaign to get the GOP nomination for president. In a recent interview, DeSantis said he does not care what people think, and he's not trying to be liked in Washington.
I want to return this government to we the people. It's gotten way outside its skis. It's focusing on issues that these entrenched elites care about, and it's leaving Americans behind.
He went on to say his plan is to be a two-term president. Right now, his numbers are a bit weak compared to former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who has overcome him in the polls. An approval for an asthma treatment with potential benefits for reducing food allergies in children is nearing realization now. Early results from a federally funded clinical trial reveal the antibody injection known as Xolair aids recipients in consuming peanuts, eggs, milk, and cashews without triggering allergic reactions. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bill Martinez.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez, and I've got a real treat for you. America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas, is with us to talk about his new book, A Watchman in the Night, what I've seen in over 50 years of reporting on America. He writes in his preface, "Ask me a question, and I'll give you an answer. This is what I've done and am continuing to do as I seek to serve God first and then my country." The award-winning journalist has spent over 50 years speaking with leaders and everyday people and reporting on world events through his syndicated column. Welcome, Cal Thomas. Cal, good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I am so excited for this opportunity. I know I had you on my radio show before, but I thought this would be a special time. This would give us a little bit more time to talk about your storied career of 50 years.
Well, thank you. The more I think about it, the more I realize how fast time goes by.
Right. But what a journey for you. I mean, let's go back day one. How did it start for you, Cal?
Well, I started in radio when I was 16 years old, about 2 weeks after my voice changed, Bill. And it happened this way. A local disc jockey came out to the teen club that I was president of and said he was going to have a little class for people who are interested in talking on the radio. Uh-huh. I'd never heard that before, so I said, well, that sounds kind of interesting. And one thing led to another, and then I was invited out to the radio station to do some high school reports, and then the boss of the station said, hey, kid, you sound pretty good. How'd you like to have your own show? So I did that for a year or so, and then I joined NBC News as a copy boy in Washington. Mm-hmm. Met some tremendous journalists who were major influences in my life, and depending on your view of the media, worked my way up or down from there.
Well, I've had 50 years of media experience, and we always look at it as going up. It's been your story parallels mine a little bit, Cal. I was a freshman class president in college. We started a campus radio station, and that's how I got pulled into it. Originally, I was heading to Fresno State. I was going to play baseball and live happily ever after with my 2.3 kids. And radio and the media got a hold of me, and so here I am all these years later, having fun and a blessed opportunity to talk to you.
Well, as you know, Bill, this is probably the only profession where you can meet so many people from different backgrounds, from heads of state to show business people to average folks to baseball players. It's really great, and I've enjoyed it immensely. People say, when are you going to retire? I say, to what? I don't play golf. I love what I do, so why should I retire?
Yeah, I'm with you, and it's funny. At our age, everybody asks us that same question, you know? And I go, no, I won't, you know, because even my doctor told me, he said, Bill, your constitution is so strong that you'll probably die, and then 3 years later, you'll get the memo.
Yeah, you'll get your Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. Well, your first job at the radio station, was it a music station or were you doing news?
Oh, yes. Back then it was all AM and all music. Matter of fact, this is a great story. My wife, who was a high school classmate at the time, worked for the same station I did, but she was squiring around celebrities. She was a model, beautiful woman, still is, and I was on the air, and we both went our separate ways, and 50 years later, I was able to marry the prettiest girl in high school.
Oh, well, what? You 50 years later?
Well, we both had long-term spouses.
Of course.
They passed away within a few weeks of each other, and we reconnected, and it was like magic. You know, I told the Lord I didn't want to be alone the rest of my life, and but if he was going to send me somebody, number one, she had to be a believer.
Yes.
And like Solomon, who got who asked for wisdom and not for the death of his enemies or great wealth, God gave him what he asked for and a whole lot more, too. So I really grabbed the gold ring with this one.
Well, lucky you. Well, congratulations. So how much fun is that? So
it's a lot of fun, especially when you don't have kids to worry about.
Exactly. Well, but you got grandkids, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, I've got grandkids, great-grandchildren,
Yeah. So you go to D.C., you're working your way up and working around noted professionals. Drop some names for us.
Well, I think probably the most influential of them all was the late David Brinkley, who was part of a team, the Huntley Brinkley Report on NBC. It was extremely popular for years. But I had a great job. I got to meet all these guys. I go out and some stories cover with them that they covered. And most importantly, I was in charge of filing their scripts. So that became my writing class. I saw how they would take the Associated Press or United Press wires for newspapers and convert them into broadcast style. I learned very early that older people love to give advice. And so I picked their brain and experience, and they were happy to pour their lives into me. Now I'm an older person, and I'm trying to do it with younger people. Just
Yeah, it's amazing how that works, right? We have stories, we like to share stories, and here you are working with the likes of Huntley Brinkley. And what was probably the single most important thing that you learned from him?
Oh wow, well, gee, that's hard to say. Just being around him was a learning experience by osmosis. Mm-hmm. But there were other great ones, too. For example, Sander Van Oker, who covered the Kennedy White House, put me over there one day, saw my first president live, seen everyone or met everyone since. And I really got hooked on the experience. It was it's just amazing. Again, what other profession could you be in that allows you to meet so many great people? But these are wonderful examples. These were all writers. They came from newspapers or wire services. They knew how to write. They wrote their own stuff, unlike a lot of today. And they were all real journalists. They weren't advocates for a political party or persuasion. I'm sure most were Democrats. But I think Brinkley had the greatest line I've ever heard. He said, when it comes to journalism, he said, "It's impossible to be objective, so we must try to be fair."
Wow.
Oh, if we only had that standard today.
Yeah, without a doubt. And speaking of journalism, I was a broadcast journalism major. And, you know, and I really believed in the First Amendment and the duty that the First Amendment puts upon the media to tell the whole truth, you know, from an objective viewpoint, to advance the intellect of we the people. You think about the millions upon millions of dollars that you invest to have your children indoctrinated and not educated. It is a sad commentary on academia today. You know, the model in which they're following is consistent, Cal, as you recall. You know, in World War II, it was the media of record that was backing Adolf Hitler. And so it's not a big surprise here that we find ourselves today. But I think that God has done us a favor, whether it's with COVID or whether with this incident in Israel with Hamas, is that he's taking the shield off our eyes to see the truth.
That's very true, Bill. And the thing that amazes me the most is that we have a choice in these things. It's not like Russia or China, which has only one point of view and one school system. Why would you willingly send your children into the enemy's camp where you get drag queen story time in kindergarten, critical race theory, America's a terrible nation. We don't send our troops to China and Russia to be trained, or Iran. We train them here with our own values and our own weapon systems, our own strategy. But so many conservative and Christian parents willingly send their kids into these indoctrination centers known as public schools, and then off to universities where they come back as moral, spiritual, and intellectual zombies, not believing what their parents believed when they sent them to these places. But you're right. COVID and some of these other things have increased private schools and homeschooling. There's now school choice in 37 states. Louisiana's about to become number 38. Mm-hmm. And it's taken away the argument, gee, I can't afford it. Well, you can't afford not to do it.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Well, critical theory, but critical thought.
Forget about race theory, but critical thought.
That's what needs to be exercised once again. It's okay to ask questions. You know, like you say in your preface, you know, people, you know, ask questions. You found answers. You gave them answers. We need to have that, this free exchange, because this is when America, and a democratic republic really exercises its full potential, don't you think?
Yes. Well, as I've been writing my column for almost 40 years now, and as people will see in this book, I start with a premise that objective truth is knowable. For me, it begins with the scripture.
Yes.
God is all-knowing. God knows everything about the world that he created and about the people he created. He has not lost control of things, even though it may seem so at the time. So I start with a standard of truth and fiction. I remember I used to appear a lot on the old Phil Donahue show on television.
Right.
And Phil would ask me these questions like, well, now, do you really believe this or that or whatever? I said, well, you know, Phil, I didn't make the rules. If you have a problem with that, take it up with the ones who did.
That's right. Exactly. Well, this is the thing, you know, it's like absolute truth is as clear as the law of gravity. But yet you have people that still want to defy gravity until they get tired of, you know, bruising and breaking up their legs enough. So everything I look at, like you do, from a biblical worldview, God created, says, you know, in the Bible, in the beginning God, not in the beginning Joe Biden or Bill Clinton or anybody else. God himself was the one, and he put everything into motion. He established the guardrails, the infrastructure for righteousness, that if we do those things, then we get the proper outcome, right?
Exactly right. And I remember something the late Catholic Bishop Fulton Sheen said. He asked a question, how do you define a football field? By its boundaries.
Yes.
And in a talk he gave once, he made the case, and it was brilliant, that the reason we're in so much trouble financially, socially, economically, and every other area is that we've exceeded the boundaries Scripture set for our benefit, and the Constitution sets for our benefit. The whole purpose of the Constitution is to promote the general welfare, not everybody's welfare, because there are competing interests. You have to look at the general welfare. So what has benefited the general welfare in the past? You know, up until the early 20th century, we used to have a supplemental book in a lot of schools called the McGuffey Readers.
Yes, exactly.
Patriotism, love and respect for your parents, love for God, and included scripture verses. Now, who took a poll and found out that a majority of Americans think that those were bad values to teach young people? Nobody I know of.
Yes.
The secular humanist progressives have moved in and ripped out all of that stuff. And how do you like what we're getting? So I try not to just argue my viewpoint. I ask people to consider what the other viewpoint has produced.
Exactly.
Look at the murders in our cities, the open border, the $33 trillion in debt, the loss of a shared moral value system, huge numbers of young people who have no faith anymore. This is what the secular progressives have given us. So I don't defend my values. Mine, and yours, worked out pretty well. I attack the other values and try to hold them accountable.
Yeah, the other opportunity for today's America, Cal, we've been saying on our show, is that you need to study, you know, kind of like a bank teller, how they figure out the difference between counterfeit and the real. They don't study the counterfeit. They study the real.
Exactly.
And that's we need to bring back our focus to the legitimate, so that when these things raise their heads, like evil raises its head, it's inarguable. I mean, why are we having a long discussion when you go and you decapitate 40 kids and you conduct mass murder? That is evil. I think that's without debate.
Well, you know, history is full of examples of what happens when you deny such things. You'll remember Neville Chamberlain thought he could just give Hitler Czechoslovakia and the Sudetenland, and he wouldn't start World War II. When you give in to that kind of mentality, you simply invite more evil. And when you give in to all of this nonsense about genders, and I'm reading this book right now, The Babylon Bee Guide to
Gender. They sent me. I love that too.
That's hilarious.
Right.
Except so much of it is true.
Yes.
I mean, you have 57 different gender identifications on Facebook. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, in some of the California. In some of the California universities, they're up to 90, Cal.
Oh, well, I'm a little behind. You know, G.K. Chesterton said that the danger when men stop believing in God is not that they'll believe in nothing, but that they'll believe in anything.
Exactly.
Or as the Apostle Paul wrote, in the end, people will believe whatever their itching ears want to hear. Hmm. And there's so many churches that are joining in with this. I remember the late columnist Joe Sobran, who happened to be Roman Catholic, and he said, I'd rather belong to a church that's 500 years behind the times and sublimely indifferent to change than I would to a church that's 5 minutes behind the times, huffing and puffing to catch up.
Exactly. Well said. Cal Thomas is with us, the author of the new book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting on America. He is America's number one syndicated columnist. Cal, you know, the Bible is clear, and we've been hinting on this, is that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And also, I think it's interesting because here man has all their postulations and theories, and the Bible also tells us that at that time when God hears it, he laughs. I imagine he's having a good belly chuckle time and again these days.
Well, you know, the old definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different outcomes.
Yes.
We have a history. We didn't just crawl out of a cave. We don't have to invent the wheel or discover fire. We don't live in the past. You know, one of Ronald Reagan's great qualities was that he was always talking about the future. Even Bill Clinton in 1992 had a campaign song by Fleetwood Mac called Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Right.
So we're not the first humans to walk the earth. We can learn from the past. We know in our personal lives what happens when we pile on too much debt. We have to cut our spending. Some of us may have to cut our lifestyles a little bit to get back in financial order. But with the government is spending like there's no tomorrow. There are three things now that are affecting the future of America, in my view, and I've written about it over and over again. Number one is massive national debt. Ours is $33 trillion.
And counting. Yeah.
Number two, an open border. No nation can control itself and have a nation if it doesn't control its borders. And then number three, a loss of a shared moral value system. Any one of those has caused the collapse of nations in the past, and we're confronting all three at the same time. What makes us think we can avoid the judgment of history, much less the judgment of God?
Well, you're exactly right, Cal. It's staring us in the face. The open border issue especially. I mean, look what's happened here in America. We are importing hate into this country. You think about it, you know, I look at the campus scenes that are going on. We have America's children out there that have been indoctrinated. That's one thing. But when you have kids that have been imported, you know, from the Middle East that have been trained from day one to hate, how do you redeem them?
Well, you know, the gospel is the best redemption of all. But you have to find them.
Right.
Border Patrol, thousands of gutaways, as they call them. We don't know where they've gone. Now, Iran has bragged in the past and recently that they've smuggled agents into the United States just waiting for a cue to wreak havoc on this country again and produce another 9/11 type terrorist attack. Why wouldn't we believe them?
Exactly.
And then to hear from people like Secretary Mayorkas, the Homeland Secretary, that the border is secure. Are you going to believe him or your lying eyes?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not secure in any way. You know, we need to finish the wall, and we need to deport all of these people who came here illegally. There's a legal way to come to America to prove that you are a victim and that you're a legitimate asylum seeker. But these people have gotten the word, and they're coming from 50 different countries around the world, not just Spanish-speaking countries, that come to America, you get free stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Over 100,000 Americans have died from fentanyl poisoning. And the administration is doing nothing about it. It's a disgrace.
We have no idea. I mean, you talk about fentanyl, you know, another form of bioweaponry brought to you by the Chinese. Oh, yeah, by the way. Yep. And then we've got the sex trafficking issue that's going on and on. You know, again, this is adding to the moral decadence of our country, isn't it?
When you look at over 60 million abortions, when you look at same-sex marriage, transgenderism, and all of these other things, they are a reflection, not necessarily a cause. When you forget God, when you ignore his principles, when he is not supreme and the individual becomes supreme, then anything is not only possible, anything is probable.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Israel showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. Simultaneously, a communications blackout affected most of the Gaza Strip due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion into the central part of the region. The Israeli Defense Forces are labeling this area as a new battle zone. In southwest Miami-Dade County in Florida, Wednesday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man, left a woman hospitalized.
The helicopter was seen at about 1:08 p.m. Going down, and that's how the calls came in. And we had multiple rescue tactical rescue personnel here, along with their Air Rescue South and Miami-Dade Police Department South District units that responded.
According to Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta, the helicopter, which was reportedly traveling from Fort Myers to Miami Executive Airport, went down several miles from the runway. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You're exactly right. Whether we're talking about governments, and you were mentioning earlier, and the thought came to mind, I think one of the most effective things that John F. Kennedy gave to the country was a sense of vision and how it worked. He cast a vision out, and what were we able to do because of the vision that he put forward?
Well, that's right. I think he inspired people, and inspiration followed by motivation followed by perspiration, I learned, improves any life. But now we are into envy, greed, and entitlement. Corporations are evil. People aren't paying their fair share in taxes. Those evil Republicans are going to take away your Social Security. We've heard this argument for 50 years. It's all baloney. Mm-hmm. But the Republicans have never been able to really address that and to conquer it because most of the media is on the side of the liberals and the Democrats and the progressives.
Exactly.
I think, you know, Ronald Reagan used to say, the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. A great line. It's true.
Yeah.
It's still a vampire than a government program.
Well, yeah, because look at all the waste. I mean, when Donald Trump was in office, he identified duplication of 17, I think it was at least 17 agencies. And, oh, my goodness, you thought he had moved their cheese. They went into a catatonic fit. Yeah. And threw themselves into a ball on the floor, right?
Well, you know, government is their god. It's a perversion of the 23rd Psalm. The government is my keeper, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of poverty, the Health and Human Services Department will be there comforting me with food stamps and relief.
Yeah. Well, Cal, getting back to your life experience, I mean, 50 years, I just love hearing your stories. And, you know, you've mentioned, Ronald Reagan, but, let's go through a little bit. We just touched on JFK, and, you know, your reportage of, John F. Kennedy.
Well, my column hadn't started then. I was still a copy boy at NBC, but all of these things, the people I met, the people I got to see, because of my experience there, some of the congressional hearings I went to, all were part of the collective influence that turned me into a real journalist. I mean, with only one small exception, I've been in journalism all my life. I don't align myself. I don't contribute to campaigns. I'm not on any board paid positions. And so when people read my columns, they can know that this is my own opinion.
Right.
And they can either agree or disagree, but know that I'm not being paid for or influenced by anybody. Now, there are not a lot of people in this business like that anymore.
You've
got a lot, mostly Democrats, who are coming from political offices like George Stephanopoulos in Good Morning America, Jake Tapper at CNN, worked on the Hill, Chris Matthews, who used to be on MSNBC, was an aide to Tom Foley, the former Speaker of the House. A lot of these people came from Democrat politics, all of a sudden get stamped as journalists on their head. You know, they're no more journalists than I am a rocket scientist.
Right, exactly.
This, I think, has contributed, among other things, to decline in trustworthiness of the media. All the polls show that. They've shown it for years. Mm-hmm. But this is the only profession that doesn't seem to care what people think. And yet, newspapers are closing. They're downsizing. USA Today has become so thin, you can now see the weather page from the front page.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, this situation. I mean, here you've got Elon Musk, who breaks away from the social media oligarchs and says, okay, I'm going to re-embrace the First Amendment. And the rest of them are going nuts. I mean, it's tough going against the headwinds of the Beltway and what's already been established, because the realm of the coin there is a certain operation, and you must be true to it. If you're not, you're going to be rejected and spit out, right?
Well, this is the arrogance of so many of my colleagues, unfortunately. And, you know, they had a monopoly when I started out in the business, NBC, ABC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post. And but then when the conservatives started coming along with talk radio, and Reagan got rid of the fairness doctrine, which was really not fair at all, it stifled speech rather than encouraging it.
Exactly.
And then you had Rush Limbaugh and so many talk show hosts and so many other outlets, the Washington Times, conservative publications. The left screamed bloody murder because they felt that their territory was being trespassed on. But they only read their own stuff. You know, they just reinforce what they already believe. Some conservatives do that, too. But in journalism, I'll tell you a story. A guy I know at the New York Times called me a year or so ago and wanted to know something. I forget what it was. And then at the end of the conversation, he said, by the way, are you still writing your column? And I felt like saying, yeah, are you? I mean, I read yours. Why don't you read mine?
Right.
So they only read stuff that reinforces what they already think. And anybody who thinks otherwise didn't go to the right universities, is uneducated, must be a religious fanatic, a right-wing MAGA Republican, and so therefore should not be considered.
Exactly. Well, speaking of universities, what came out recently was a report that, you know, journalists that are in the newsrooms today come from, I think, about 39 universities, almost exclusively. Mm-hmm. So they've got a stranglehold, and the doctrine is being repeated throughout these universities. So it's no wonder that these kids coming into these newsrooms have been preconditioned with a certain worldview.
Well, I remember on my old Fox show, I had Leslie Stahl on, who I've known for some time, and the debate was then, as it is occasionally, about conservatives in the news business. And I said, oh, Leslie, how many conservatives are at CBS? Well, I'm sure we have some. I said, name one. Well, it's a big salad there, so I'm sure we must have some. So after the interview, I ordered a salad bowl and sent it to her. There aren't any conservatives at any major network at a decision-making level. Right. I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine told me she was the religion reporter for World News Tonight when Peter Jennings as the host.
Right.
So they sit around on this story to do a story on people who were sick and believed through prayer that God had healed them. So she interviewed a bunch of people who said that they had prayed and God healed them, and she put the story together.
Well, I think your strength, as you said earlier, Cal, is that you don't have to care other than that you're serving God and you're doing, you know, you have your own integrity and your commitment, you know, to yourself and your family to honor yourselves. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's a goal for all of us to maintain so that we don't get incorrectly influenced, that we know where our identity, our true identity comes from and how we're to honor one another.
Well, that's right. I have on the back of my watch, people ask for my favorite verse. I like all of them, but the one I think that speaks to how I got my column, how the door got open for me, is 1 Samuel 2:30. Mm-hmm. He who honors me, I will honor.
Yeah.
And as I say in the preface to the book, A Watchman in the Night, I hope God is pleased with that because I have sought to honor him with whatever notoriety and visibility he has given me. I owe it all to him.
When did Jesus become real to you, Cal?
Well, like many people, I had parents who took me to church on Sunday, but we never read the Bible in the home. Well, we had one, but we never could open it up. My grandfather gave me a silver dollar once, and I had memorized the 23rd Psalm, and that was the last serious Bible study I ever did.
Mm.
Until I was on this fast track to become a network correspondent at NBC News, thinking that money and fame and things would provide satisfaction. And I had made a goal for myself at the age of 18 to be a network correspondent by the time I was 30.
Mm-hmm.
But God had other ideas. By the time I was 30, I got fired. And we had my wife and I at the time had a little meeting in our home, and she told me, you know, you'll never be free of this desire to become a success until you thank God for losing your job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds stupid to a lot of people, but back then, my job was my God. That was where I got my identity from.
Exactly.
And the Lord took me from that and put me in the company of some amazing people. Richard Halverson, who became my pastor and led me to Christ, pastor of Fourth Presbyterian Church in Bethesda, Maryland, later chaplain of the U.S. Senate. Ralph Naber, who taught me sound doctrine, pastor in Houston, where I worked for a local TV station. And most of all, Francis Schaeffer, the philosopher and theologian, who taught me how to process ideas which through a biblical perspective, which became the foundation of all my writing. I'm not saying every column I write is biblically defensible, but I hope none of them are biblically offensible.
Exactly.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just four doses a year after two starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay Mark from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Mark contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Was brought into the genre. I mean, when I first started in radio, you know, I was a juvenile, I was a disc jockey, a program director, and just having fun and working in LA radio. And kind of like you, I just, to me, it was going to be a means to an end, not the be all and end all. But God had a different idea. And then later on, when I went back and finished my schooling, went to Bible college, and God says, well, I want you back behind the microphone. I said, well, you got to be kidding me. You know, are you real? I mean, do you realize when I was behind the microphone before, I was taking dedications. I was, you know, I was working with the likes of, you know, Wolfman Jack and characters like that. Yeah, exactly.
So,
it was quite the shock.
Well, Bill, here's the other thing, you know, what you just said is very, very important. We have this idea that we can only serve God if we do something in a religious realm.
Yes.
Or something we call full-time Christian service. Well, every believer ought to be in full-time Christian service.
Yes.
And this is one of the problems and one of the reasons so much of the media and Hollywood and academia have become dominated by the secular progressives, because so many believers have not filled that vacuum. We've created a vacuum.
Exactly.
That the other side has been willing to rush in. So it's not all their fault. A lot of it is our wrong-headed view of what it means to fully serve God. If you've got a talent as a singer or an actor or a writer or a teacher, go serve God in these places.
Exactly.
It's just as important as being a missionary. In fact, a traditional missionary. In fact, you are a missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Every believer is a missionary.
Exactly.
Dick Halverson, I mentioned earlier, you know, he used to be asked where his church was. And instead of giving an address, he'd look at his watch. He said, well, my church is in government. It's in academia. It's in whatever. So this is the real church, Christ in you. Not
yes.
A building, not a denomination, but Christ in you.
You know, Cal, when I go through the contents of your book, I mean, you must think it sometimes. I mean, just think for a moment, gosh, you're like the Forrest Gump. I mean, because all these things that you've experienced, I mean, it's not that, I mean, not only did you write about them, but as you mentioned, you know, what a privilege and honor to meet a cast of characters that were such a part of history.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, there it is. Well, you know, you've gone through, you know, this history of this great country, great presidents, times where we have been, you know, experiencing incredible trials. One that you addressed, you know, definitively was, you know, Rodney King, you know, which was the beginning, I believe, one of the early stages of, you know, kind of announcing to people that we had serious problems that needed to be addressed.
Well, this goes back to the 60s, of course. I was around during all the civil rights movement, the demonstrations, riots, and the rest. So that was the precursor to the rest. But what the media don't do, they love focusing on this stuff because it feeds a narrative. They don't cover successful African Americans very often. They only go after those terrible white racists who suppress black people. That's their narrative. And when they find something like a Rodney King or a George Floyd or some of the others, and Al Sharpton rushes in, used to be Jesse Jackson, and you know, stands before the cameras and denounces this and that. Now, when a black person kills a white person, it's not news. When That's a black right. person kills another black person, it's not news. Look at Chicago. Black people are killing each other every night of the week in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in New York, in all our major cities, all run by liberal Democrats, of course. Does the media ever make that point? No. Do they ever cover much of that? No. They only do it on the occasion when, say, a white police officer trying to subdue usually a black criminal with a long rap sheet is unfortunately killed. So it's all part of a narrative that that you know, America's a bad country, black people are oppressed and can never make it without government, white people are racist, and if you believe there are only two genders, then you're one of many kinds of phobes.
Right. Well, the thing that's amazing is they'll force fit, you know, some of the narrative, kind of like what they did, because it this left me perplexing because I'd never heard of a white Mexican before, Cal. Yeah. I had to call my mother. I go, you know, and of course, I've been accused because I'm so light-complected because it's interesting. My mother was from Mexico, my dad from Spain. So every other child was it was dark light. So I got the light complexion. But I had to call my mother and I said, the news in Florida is reporting that, you know, Zimmerman is a white Hispanic.
Well, all this identity politics that's played, you know, we have a national motto, e pluribus unum, out of many one.
Yes.
But now we become out of one many. We're now hyphenated Americans. It used to be that people would come to America, they'd learn English, they would embrace the Constitution, they would read and study and learn our history, but they don't do that anymore. Some schools have stopped saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Because there's so many kids from other countries.
Right.
Well, if their country's so great, why are they here? Why are their parents here?
Exactly.
I think it's very, very discouraging. You can't have a nation that is hyphenated. And it's
we become the ununited states is what we do by the hyphenation process. And the thing is that with legal immigration, Cal, as you know, is that legal immigrants came and they loved America, you know, like my parents. I mean, the key, you know, my dad, he wanted us to assimilate so much so that, you know, we learned a little bit of Spanish. You know, I will say a bit embarrassingly, I wish I was more fluent. Several of the kids became fluent because their jobs took them in that area. For me, being in broadcasting, I worked in English radio. But for my parents, our parents wanted us to assimilate.
Yeah, well, you mentioned, you know, about skin color a minute ago. I think somebody who's done a tremendous job contributing to the conversation about race in America is Skip Gates of Harvard. He's had this wonderful series on PBS called African American Lives and one about Reconstruction. He's a Harvard professor, but don't hold him against it. he did this, his first show on African American Lives. He did these DNA tests on people.
Yes.
To trace their history back to their slave ancestors. And as he said, the slave masters were pretty bad people, but they did keep good records because they thought these people were property.
Right.
And so he decided one day he would do a DNA test on himself. And he found that he was over 60% Irish. I said, Skip, you sure don't look Irish, but that's the point. Right, we're all mixed up in the grand gene pool of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you look doesn't determine who you are. Mm-hmm. My identity isn't in my race. It's not in my gender. It's in my God who has saved me. That's where my identity is. And, mm-hmm. you know, Paul writes, in Christ there is no Greek or Gentile. There's no Jew or Gentile or Greek. We're all the same. And that's the kind of attitude we should have, not only biblically, but also as an American citizen.
Well, and that's how it started with our founding fathers. When the pilgrims first came and our founding fathers, you know, started with a white sheet of paper and said, hey, we're going to do something revolutionary here on many levels, including a manifesto that was going to be laid out in the Declaration of Independence backed up by the U.S. Constitution, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's something else that isn't taught very much anymore. You ask people to name the First Amendment or any one of the first 10 amendments. They're as unlikely to be able to do that as they could name any of the 10 commandments.
Right.
We just don't teach those kinds of things. And what kind of a degree? You know, so many people, I just was out in Los Angeles. I wrote a column about their public schools there. California is the number one state for illiteracy in this country.
Wow.
Imagine illiteracy. And I how does that happen? Because people are focused on same-sex locker rooms and bathrooms and racial this and gender mm-hmm. that, and not teaching things that really equip a young person for a decent education and a way to support themselves when they get out of school.
Well, this is what happens when you abandon first principles. Look at our military right now. I mean, you've got a general that says, I'm so proud because we've got the most diverse military. Well, I tell you what, you can't go head-to-head with Putin or President Xi with the most diverse military. I want a military there that knows what a mission's all about, right?
That is exactly right. And then you've got all the gender thing going on, and you have fewer and fewer people enlisting in the military because exactly. they don't want to put up with this nonsense.
Right.
So the military is killing itself. Plus, the budget is basically frozen. Meanwhile, Xi and Putin and others are ramping up their military, and they're going to do bad things.
Yeah, exactly, because we know that a void can't exist. America has proudly been in that place. But look what's happening right now, even in the most recent situations. America's position in the Mideast, in the Middle East, just for one, is quite obvious. We're lacking influence there. And without America, then it gives rise to these malcontents and these Arab nations that only want to do harm. I don't see any good that they want to promote.
Well, we have to take them at their word. This is one of the big mistakes we make.
Right.
Margaret Thatcher had a great line some years ago. She said, we in the West make a mistake when we transpose our morality on those who don't share it.
Exactly.
You look how this administration and the Obama administration, which I believe is still running the country, by the way, approached Iran and this Iran nuclear deal. I mean, you have people in Iran, these mullahs, who believe that their God, they call Allah, has commanded them to destroy Israel, to kill all the Jews, and then to come after what they call the cross worshippers, that'd be the Christians, and even moderate Muslims, and the non-believers.
Mm-hmm.
And now, how do you sit across a table from people who believe their God wants you dead?
Exactly.
Where is the compromise there? Oh, okay, instead of bombing you, we'll just shoot you to death. Oh, great, let's shake hands on that. That's crazy. Yeah.
Cal Thomas, thank you so much for being with us.
All right, a pleasure. Thank you.
You got it. The honor has been ours. Cal Thomas, we thank him for, coming on the show. He is, author of the book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting on America. For more information and be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs are...